Title: Effects Tales Without Clutter with Life 12 Stock Packs Beginner. All right, let's talk about one of the fastest ways to make drum and bass sound expensive without destroying your mix. In D&B, reverb and delay tails are everything. They create space, vibe, momentum, that sense that the track is breathing. But if you just slap reverb on every channel, you'll smear your transients, wash out your break, and the worst crime of all, you'll start fighting your sub. So in this lesson, we're building a clean effects tail system in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only. The goal is big atmosphere with zero soup. Here's what we're making. 3 return tracks. Return A is a clean short reverb called Airverb. Return B is a tempo delay called Ping Space. Return C is a big long reverb called Washverb, but it's stuck so it stays out of the way when the drums hit. And once you build this once, you can drop it into basically any D&B project. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Classic zone. Now group your channels. Make a drums group, a bass group, a music group, and an FX group. This matters because in a second we're going to sidechain ducking from the drums group, and you want that to be one clean choice instead of hunting for tracks every time. Now let's build return A, air verb. This is your tight, clean space. It's the one that makes snares and percussion sit in a room without sounding like they're at the bottom of a swimming pool. Create return track A. On it, drop EQ8 first. Put a high pass filter on it, 24 dB per octave, and cut everything below about 250 Hz. This is a major beginner breakthrough. You don't want low-end feeding your reverb return. Indeed, NB, low-end belongs to the kick and sub. Reverb low-end is how you get mud. If the reverb starts feeling harsh, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz. And if it gets hissy, you can low-pass around 12 to 16 kHz. We're shaping the tail before it even becomes a problem. Next, add live stock reverb. Set quality to high if your CPU can handle it. Decay time, somewhere around 0.8 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay. 10 to 25 milliseconds. This is a subtle but huge clarity trick. Pre-delay lets the dry transient hit first, then the reverb follows. Your snare stays punchy, but still has space. Set size around 20 to 35%. Keep it controlled. Set the reverb low cut around 250 to 400 Hz and high cut around 8 to 12 kHz. And because this is a return, set dry slash wet to 100% wet. After that, add utility, leave width at 100% to start. If your drums feel unfocused later, you can reduce it slightly, even down to 80 or 90%. A slightly more mono reverb often hits harder in D&B than a super wide one. Cool. Return A is your everyday atmosphere. Now return B, ping space. This is your rhythmic delay tail, the kind of bounce that makes jungle and D&B edits feel like they're talking back. Create return track B. Start with auto filter. Set it to band pass, or at least high pass. Put the frequency around 600 Hz as a starting point, resonance around 0.8 to 1.2. This is you preventing the delay from echoing low mid junk. You want a clean ping, not a low mid mess repeating for 2 bars. Next, add the delay device in Live 12. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 dotted for that classic D&B bounce. You can also try 1/4 if you want it less busy. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Beginners almost always go too high here. If the delay starts sounding like it's stepping on your hats and ghost notes, back the feedback down. Inside the delay, keep lows out with a filter. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz. Dry slash wet, 100%, because it's a return. If you want more character, you can use echo instead of delay. Echo can add a little vibe with tiny noise and a touch of modulation. Keep modulation low, like 0.1 to 0.3. So it doesn't go seasick. Then add EQA to after the delay to clean it further. Cut below 400 Hz and cut above 10 to 12 kHz if it's fizzy. That's return B. Now return C. Wash verb. Duct. This is the one that gives you those massive tails in transitions and breakdowns, but doesn't ruin the drop. Create return track C. Start with EQA again. High pass it harder. 24 dB per octave. Cutting below 300 to 500 Hz. Then do a gentle notch where it gets boxy. Often that's around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't guess, forever boost a bell. Sweep until the cardboard room jumps out, then turn that into a 2 to 4 dB dip. Now add hybrid reverb. Pick a hall or plate vibe. Set decay long. 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Yes, it's long. The ducking will keep it controlled. Pre-delay, 20 to 40 milliseconds. Low cut. 300 to 600 Hz. High cut, 7 to 10 kHz, especially for darker DNB. Dark tails feel big without feeling loud, dry slash wet at 100%. Now the key. Add a compressor after hybrid reverb for ducking. Turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your drums group, or at least your kick and snare bus. Set ratio somewhere between 4:1 and 10:1. Start at 6:1. Attack. 1 to 5 milliseconds. You want it to clamp quickly when the drums hit. Release. 120 to 250 milliseconds. This is where the groove lives. Shorter release means the tail pops back fast. Longer release means it swells smoother between hits. Lower the threshold until you're seeing around 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction. When the drums hit, what you're doing is making the reverb breathe around the drums. Drums hit, tail ducks. Drums leave space, tail blooms. That is the secret sauce for big atmosphere without losing punch. Then add utility at the end. If somehow any low end remains, you can enable bass mono, but ideally your EQ already remove it. If you want the wash wide, you can push width up to 120 to 160%, but be careful. Too wide can get facey, and your snare can disappear in mono. Before we send anything, quick coaching note. Think of your kick and sub as sacred. They basically stay dry. Now let's do a smart send strategy. Start with all returns muted. Play your drop or your busiest section. Then unmute returns one by one and raise sends slowly. This prevents you from designing a gorgeous reverb in a breakdown that turns into chaos when the full drums come in. Here are good beginner starting points. Kick, no sends. Sub bass, no sends. Mid bass or res, usually none. But if you must, a tiny bit to return A, like minus 25 to minus 18 dB on the send. Snare. This is where Airverb shines. Try minus 15 to minus 10 dB to return A. If you want a little bounce, a tiny send to return B, like minus 24 dB. Tiny. Think accent, not echo track. Hats and shakers. A small amount to return A, maybe minus 24 to minus 18 dB. Break loop. Keep mostly dry. Maybe a little return A, around minus 22 dB. Too much and your break turns into a blurry loop. Vocal chops or stabs. This is where return B comes alive. Try minus 18 to minus 10 dB to ping space. And then you'll do occasional throws to return C. Effects hits and impacts. Return C for size, around minus 18 to minus 8 dB depending on how dramatic you want it. Now a super important live detail. Send mode, pre or post. Most of the time in DNB mixing, you want sends to be post fader. Post effects. That means if you pull the channel down, the reverb and delay follow it naturally. But sometimes you want a special trick, pre-fader. That's when you want the tail to keep going even if you mute the source. Like, everything drops to silence but the reverb keeps ringing. In live, right-click the send knob and toggle pre/post. Next, let's control clutter with tail shaping. Even with filtering and ducking, sometimes tails still feel like they're crowding the groove. Option 1. Gate the return. This is especially good for a tight jungle vibe. Drop a gate after the reverb or delay on the return. Lower the threshold until it trims the tail in a pleasing way. Set return to zero. Set release around 80 to 180 milliseconds, and adjust until it closes in time with the groove. Option 2. Multiband dynamics after the reverb. Vary gently. If your mix gets roomy and thick, that's usually low mids, not sub. The danger zone is often 250 to 700 Hz. Use multiband lightly, or even just go back to EQ8 and dip a couple dB where it's building up. Option 3. Ducking on returns A or B. You don't always need it, but if your short reverb or delay is still blunting the snare, add a compressor with sidechain from the drums group and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Subtle is the word. Now the arrangement move that instantly makes this feel professional. Effects throws. Instead of having a huge wash reverb running constantly, you throw it on specific moments. Pick a vocal chop, a stab, or that last snare before a phrase ends. In arrangement view, automate the send to return C. Keep it low most of the time, like minus infinity or minus 30 dB. Then spike it right before a gap or at the end of an 8-bar phrase, up to minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Let the tail ring into the space, and when drums come back, the ducking keeps it from stepping on them. Classic uses: last snare before the drop gets a big wash throw. Vocal chop at the end of 8 bars gets a pain delay throw. Fake out pause gets a long tail. Then you cut it dead for impact. And yes, hard tail cut is a real technique. Automate a utility gain on the return to slam it down right before the drop. That silence makes the impact feel huge. Now bass hygiene. Reverb is not for sub. If your mix is cloudy, it's often, because low frequencies are feeding the effects, even if you think they aren't. Rule: zero sends from sub, and filter your returns. If you want bass to have space, do it on a separate mid layer. Here's a clean stock trick. Duplicate your mid-bass channel, high pass it with EQ8 around 300 to 600 Hz, and only send that layer to return A or B. Now the bass feels like it's in a room, but your sub stays solid. Let's do quick common mistakes to avoid. 1. Separate reverbs on every drum track. That's facey, CPU heavy, and hard to control. Returns win. 2. Not filtering returns. Mud builds fast, especially with breaks. 3. Long decay in the drop without ducking. Goodbye punch. 4. Too wide reverb on drums. Groove goes unfocused. 5. Delay feedback too high. It starts fighting your 16th note percussion. 6. Sending the sub to FX. Instant messy low end. Now some darker, heavier D&B tips if that's your vibe. Instead of making tails smaller, make them darker. High cut your reverbs around 6 to 9 kHz for that smoky feel. You can also add very mild saturator after hybrid reverb on return C. 1 to 3 dB of drive. Soft clip on. It thickens the tail without just turning it up. And if you want a little metallic industrial edge, resonators after a reverb can be wild, just keep it extremely subtle. Quick gain staging rule for returns. While the full drop is playing, aim for each return to peak roughly around minus 18 to minus 10 dB FS. Not a strict law, but a great target. And if you need more tail on one element, raise that track send first instead of pushing the return fader. That keeps your balance consistent across the mix. Now do a mono check early. Put utility on the master and hit mono for a moment. If your snare loses presence or the tail gets weird, your return might be too wide or facey. Reduce width on the return. Often pulling return below 100% fixes it immediately. Mini practice exercise, about 15 minutes. Build a simple 16-bar loop. Kick, snare, break, hats, one stab or vocal chop. Res plus sub. Create returns A, B, and C exactly like we did. Set sends, snare to return A around minus 12 dB. Vocal or stab to return B at around minus 12 dB. Then do one big moment. Automate return C on an FX hit or the last snare of bar 8 up to about minus 8 dB. Make sure return C is ducking from the drums group. Now a slash B test. Turn ducking off and listen to the clutter. Turn it back on and notice how the groove snaps back into focus. That's the whole mindset. Your groove stays punchy, but the track feels wider, deeper, and more alive. Recap to lock it in. Use return tracks for reverb and delay tails. Filter your returns. High pass around 250 to 600 Hz is your best friend. This audio version is shortened for playback.